Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pauline, and I'm pleased to be with you today as well. Today's topic is language.
And the title of our show is Formal Language. Formal Language. Pardon me, my friend, but might I make a request, would it be possible for you to assist our friends in understanding today's topic?
What are you even asking, Peter? That was way too formal. Formal language is important, though. We all must talk to guests, teachers, customers, and bosses.
That is right. So today and tomorrow will be really helpful for all of that. So, if I may, I would like to trouble you all to listen to Pauline as she helps us with our Read It.
Alex has a letter from his bank. It is a formal letter. He needs to write a reply. He should use formal language. That is hard, but Rob can help him. Alex should write in complete sentences. His grammar must be perfect. What else can he do? He shouldn't use any contractions. Then his language will sound more formal.
Well, Pauline, you are right. We talk to teachers, bosses, customers. Every one of those people, we need to use some formal language. So today will be very helpful.
I'm looking forward to it. Let's go to Christina now for those keywords.
Hello, 今天的主题是正式的语文表达。首先 ,Alex 在读一封银行寄来的信。It's a letter from his bank. 银行就是 bank。银行寄来的是一封很正式的信。It's a formal letter. 形容词 formal 就是正式的。Alex 说他需要写一封回信。He needs to write a reply. 名词 reply 就是回答、回复的意思。写这样的信也需要用正式的写法。He should use formal language. 名词 language 表示语言文字。Rob 建议他写正式的文件时要用完整句，还有使用正确的文法。除此之外还有什么要注意的呢？ What else can he do?副词 else 就是其他另外。另外一点就是不要缩写。只要注意这几点，我们写的东西就会看起来比较正式一点。It will sound more formal. 这里的 sound 是连缀动词，听起来。
What are you reading, Alex?
It's a letter from my bank.
That sounds serious.
Yes, I need to write them back. I should write a formal letter.
Yes, banks expect formal writing.
Will you help me?
Sure. You should write in complete sentences. Your grammar must be perfect, too.
So we will look at some formal language today. But let me ask you this. What are formal clothes?
We wear formal clothes to events like weddings and nice dinners. Or when you go to an interview for a job, you wear formal clothes.
Okay, I think this helps us understand the word formal a bit more. We might hear more formal language at these kinds of events too.
Yes.And today, Alex is learning about formal language. He has to write a formal letter, so he will use formal writing.
Let's visit Christina for a little bit more about this.
Alex 收到银行的来信，现在要回信了。Rob 说 ,banks expect formal writing. 首先讲一下动词 expect, 它在这里是当作要求的意思。那句尾的 writing 呢？我们都知道 ，write 是写的意思。 这里的 writing 它是动名词，可以有很多种用法。Formal writing 指的是正式的写作方式或者正式的作品。我可以说 I like his writing style， 我喜欢他的写作风格。如果你问对方 Do you have anything in writing？就是问他有没有书面的资料。如果有人的字迹很丑，也可以说 Excuse my poor writing， 表示不好意思，我的字写得不好看。这些都是 writing 的用法。
Thank you, Christina. Now, let's take a look at our friend's conversation. Rob first asks, What are you reading?
What are you? And then the action. This is a good sentence and question. What are you eating? What are you saying? Try practicing at home.
Alex is reading a letter from the bank. What is the bank, Peter?
Well, when you want to save money, you put it in the bank. It's a safe place to keep your money.
Exactly. A letter from the bank, though, that sounds serious. Hey, this is also a good sentence. This verb is connecting what is happening to an adjective.
Well, let's try a few more. I made a surprise birthday party for my friend this week.
That sounds fun. I went to the vet with my dog. She needs medicine.
Ooh, that sounds serious. Friends, I think you can try this one at home. It sounds hard, but it is easy.
So, Alex will need to write the bank back. Let's take a look at this word, back.
It's kind of responding to something. My friend let me borrow his pencil. I gave it back after class. My mom called me, but I was busy. So I asked her, can I call you back?
So the bank will expect a formal letter back. This word expect is good to know too. What do you expect to do in class? Learn, and then you expect there will be homework later.
And we can always expect a short break right here, friends. Let's take a short break right now. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Pauline...Formal language is different than how we speak every day. How did you learn formal language?
Well, because I grew up speaking English, my parents taught me how to be polite in formal situations. And then, when I went to school, I learned even more about how to write formally.
That's right, and you can always check with friends. Is this the right way to say it? Well, let's look at conversation B and learn some more.
What else should I do?
Well, don't use any contractions. They make your language less formal.
What's a contraction?
You just used one. What's is a contraction of what is.
Oh, I understand. I should write you are, not you're.
Yes, and write cannot.Not can't.
Thanks, Rob. I'll write my reply now.
I like this question. What should I do? But here we add the word else. So he is asking, we have talked about this, but is there anything extra I can or should do?
This coffee shop sells coffee.What else does it sell? It sells cake and tea. I like reading. What else do I like to do? I like running too.
Maybe you can practice these at home, or you can make one at home.
You can make one? Hey, that uses today's grammar point, Pauline. Let's go to Rebecca right now.
friends, I'm so excited. Why? Well, it's time to learn a new grammar point. In today's grammar point, you are going to learn how to use the word one. Well, what are we waiting for? So, here's the first example. You just found one to buy. Or, you just needed one for your mother. It looks like you're ready to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, Peter, Rob and Alex are talking about the word contraction. That's a big word.
Yes.
What does it mean?
Okay, it is a big word, but it is very simple. That is when we put two words together like it is one word. And let's look at some examples. Like it's, it is, or what is. You make the contraction what's.
So in formal language, we don't use these contractions. You use the full words each time.
These are good things for Alex to know when he writes his reply.
I'm writing a reply.
Really? Why? Who? What? Wait, I know why you said that. I'm writing a reply. That's today's
calendar phrase.
I'm writing a reply.
I'm writing a reply.
我正在写回复.
The boss sent an email.
Yes, I'm writing a reply.
He wants us to do more work.
I'm writing a reply.
He wants us to come early.
I'm writing a reply.
He wants us to stay late.
I'm writing a reply. Done.
What did you write?
No, no, no.
Good.
I'm writing a reply.
I'm writing a reply.
我正在写回复.
That was fun. But back to Alex. He has to write a letter to the bank. The bank first wrote a letter to him.
So that means he is writing a reply. Let's go to Christina for more about this.
经过了 Rob 的建议, Alex 觉得他已经对正式的写作方式有概念了。所以他说, I'll write my reply now. 我现在要来写回信了。名词 reply 是回答回复的意思。所以一封回信, 回答人的问题, 或是回电, 在电话中答复对方, 都是 a reply. 做名词可以说, I'll give you my reply this afternoon. 我今天下午给你回复。 或者问人, what did you say in reply? 你回答时是怎么说的? 其实, reply 除了当名词, 它常常当动词用。 你可以说, can you reply as soon as possible? 你可以尽快回复吗? 或者, I don't know how to reply to her question. 我不知道该如何回答她的问题。这些都是 reply 当动词的用法。
Thank you, Christina. And friends, now it's time to look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Bank. Bank. My money is safe in the bank.
Formal. Formal. Bowing is very formal.
Reply. Reply. I wrote a reply to your invitation.
Language. Language. English is a language.
Else. Else. How else can we do it?
Sound. Sound. Simon sounds happy. Okay, friends, those are the keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
What are you reading, Alex?
It's a letter from my bank.
That sounds serious.
Yes, I need to write them back. I should write a formal letter.
Yes, banks expect formal writing.
Will you help me?
Sure. You should write in complete sentences. Your grammar must be perfect, too.
Oh. What else should I do?
Well, don't use any contractions. They make your language less formal.
What's a contraction?
You just used one. What's is a contraction of what is.
Oh, I understand. I should write you are, not your.
Yes, and write cannot, not can't.
Thanks, Rob. I'll write my reply now.
I think that contractions are very important, and we should practice using them. We do use both. It is and it's at the same time.
That's true. I agree. Maybe we can try some now with our friends. Friends, you can follow along with us.
Great idea. Let's get going. Okay, I'll start with the first one. It's. That's the contraction.
Okay. Cannot. How do we make that a contraction?
Oh, okay. Well, first I said it's, and that should be it is. But cannot. We can change that to can't. Did you get that, friends?
What about don't? Don't is a contraction for what two words?
That's easy. Donuts.
No, not donuts.
Okay. Do not. Don't and do not.
What about does and not?
He does not go to school. He doesn't go to school.
That's right. Ooh, and I just said that's. What is that?
That is right.
You got it. Ooh, what about thatted?
That. That's a hard one. It's that would. Like, that'd be nice. That would be nice.
Well, this was nice. I enjoyed chatting with you guys. But it's now time for another chat, our jungle chit-chat. Let's watch together.
What are you doing, Ginger?
I'm writing a reply.
A reply?
Yes, I got a letter from the bank. I need to answer it.
Oh, what did you write so far?
Hey! Hello, bank people. It's a nice day. I like money. And I like monkeys. Do you?
Wait. Ginger, stop reading.
What? Is something wrong?
Yes. You are writing to a bank. You need to use formal language.
Formal language?
Yes. Use complete sentences.
Okay. What else can I do?
Use good grammar.
Okay.
And don't use contractions.
Okay.
Sound formal.
Formal sounds boring.
Ginger.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about language. And here to answer our question is my guest, Etymology. Hello, Eddie. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
Eddie, you are our language expert. Can you help us answer a question today?
I would love to try.
Great. Our question today comes from Jocelyn Twa of Santa Maria, California. Jocelyn writes, today in school, my teacher talked about formal language and informal language.
I still don't really understand the difference between the two. Can you help me?
Great question, Jocelyn. I'd love to help.
So, what is the difference between formal language and informal language?
Well, we use formal language for serious things or times where we are speaking with people we don't know well.
Right. So, for example, we might use formal language when we give an important speech or are in a meeting at work.
Yes, and we use informal language at times when we are more relaxed or when we're with people we know well.
True. So when you're at home or spending time with friends, usually you're more informal.
Also, when you use formal language, usually the grammar is a bit different from informal language.
Can you give us an example?
For example, when you use formal language, you might say, "What would you like to order?" Informal language might be, "What are you going to order?"
I see. Sometimes you use different vocabulary too, right?
Sure. For example, when you use formal language, you might say, "This exam is quite difficult." But in informal language, you would say, "This test is very hard."
In a way, formal language sounds fancier.
You could say that.
I see. Well, thanks for your help today, Eddie. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. So, Pauline, when you get an email or a letter from someone you don't really know, what do you think when the language isn't that formal?
Well, I think it's a little bit strange. Actually, I think, do I know this person? And maybe I just forgot? Because if they use casual language, I think they know me.
Right. Or sometimes I think they're not treating the situation right. Maybe they don't care. Formal language shows that you care.
Well, friends, now you know how to write a polite letter in the right situation. We hope you learned a lot, and we'll come back tomorrow to learn more. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.